Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Dr. Ali Bunas here with another Dialed Dating podcast for you. So here's a fantastic letter I just got, and I think it's about a topic that a lot of you have encountered, how to recover. Here we go. Dr. Ali, writing a thank you note after reading a self-help book in one sitting isn't usually my style. But in the spirit of gratitude and non-attachment, I want to thank you for the Dial of Dating, the Smart Woman's Guide to Being Absolutely Irresistible. I love the references to some of my go-to books for wisdom, The Four Agreements, and my personal favorite agreement, Take Nothing Personally, and Gottman's work in particular. That you read and referenced Gottman in particular lends a lot of credibility beyond just the, oh yeah, I knew that, I just forgot it, passages. I very much needed the reminder of everything you put down, and I filled in the margins with my own notes. My lingering question has to do with recovery. I met someone and had an amazing first date. Wasn't clear on what I wanted, slept with him too soon, threw all my reserve out the window, and ended up coming across as needy, which isn't my usual posture. As much as I'm sure it threw him, I haven't heard from him since, it threw me twice as hard. Long story short, he didn't see me at my best. Now that I've got my philosophy back, I would like a do-over. Is such a thing possible? If it is, will you either, one, give me a quick rundown on how to see him again, I can handle it once I've got a real human to work with, rather than stupid texting, or, two, include the above information in the next edition of the book. Thanks again for the book. It was absolutely what I needed. Sincerely, Andrea. All right, Andrew, that's a fantastic letter for many reasons, not the least of which is that it starts with effusive praise. And if you do that, everybody who's listening, you just increase the likelihood of my answering you by a whole mess. Also, it's very well written, it's very clear, and it's short. You got one nice paragraph which clearly states what the issue is, my lingering question, you know, recovering from a boo-boo. How do you do it? Well, Andrea, I'm not sure if you want to hear this part of the answer, but the fact is, well, there's good news and there's bad news. The good news is you can totally recover from this. No problem at all. You can have a do-over, 100%. The bad news is it is most likely not going to be with the same guy. So the deal is this. As soon as you start fixating on one guy, you start to lose, because what you're having is now you have attachment, you have desire, okay? And when you have desire for this one guy, when you're attached to the outcome of getting this one guy, what are you doing? You're affirming to the universe his absence in your life. You're saying, ah, I don't have him, and guess what? The universe comes right back to you and says, no, you do not have him, okay? We tend to pursue what retreats from us, and we tend to run away from what pursues us, okay? So that's what's happening here. If you want him, you're basically going into a scarcity consciousness mode, right? Poverty consciousness. You're saying, there are no other men. This is the one I want. And that is a losing stance, okay? You're much better off going after other guys right now. And here's the funny part. Once you go after other guys, and once you're hanging out with other guys, a couple of things are going to happen. One, you won't want this guy as much, and therefore, the next time you deal with him, you're going to be a lot more empowered. You're just going to be cool, you're going to be relaxed, and you're much more likely to get what you actually want. But there's a corollary to that. Number two, what's going to happen is that you may not want him anymore. You may see him for what he really was. You may see the fact that, heck, you may have even been a mismatch for one another, and this other guy that you're hanging out with is a lot better for you, okay? So basically, you will have been cured of your attachment to results and outcome. Okay, so basically, if you really want to do over with this fella, the only thing you can do is come back to him when you no longer want him. That's the only way you can actually succeed. And that may take, you know, a few weeks, a month, whatever it is. Just let all that you know, wanting it juices run out of you. Just have it just be cleansed of that. And then you can operate more clearly from a place of non-attachment, okay? And The other thing I want to talk about is this stupid texting business. Okay, there is no faster way to ruin a budding relationship than to rely entirely on asynchronous communication. What's that? That's texting and that's email. Why? Because so much meaning is lost through those media. Okay, the tone of voice, facial gestures, all the things that convey irony, sympathy, sadness, the whole range of human emotion, all that can get lost. And all it takes is one joke misunderstood to derail a budding relationship. Okay, so if that's how you got in this mess, I mean, I suggest that you don't try to fix it by using that same thing that got you in the mess. So there you go. That's how you recover from the boo-boo. You do it by being above it. You adopt the meta position of looking down at where you are and like, ooh, I'm in a position of neediness, and you go and you find happiness elsewhere. There are millions upon millions of other guys. Start there, and then if you think that guy was really fantastic and he's still the best thing out there, then once you've got a little bit of that desire run out of you, you can come back to it. And that's all for now. For this and other audios and many tremendously enlightening articles, visit the blog at TaoofDating.com, book for women, TaoofDating.com/woman, book for men, TaoofDating.com/men, and questions for me, may they be burning questions, zap them to me, Dr. Ali, that's Dralli, at TaoofDating.com. Look forward to hearing from you, and look out for my Blitz consult sessions coming up soon. Make sure you sign up on the blog for the email list so you get notifications of the Blitz consult sessions, 10-minute slots on Friday in which we tackle your biggest problem in real time. They're lots of fun, and people seem to make a lot of progress in those 10 minutes. So, sign up and hope to catch up with you soon one of these Fridays. Cheers!